Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We are three lines from the bottom. The famous Maimra of Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. So again, we said yesterday, Rav said that it's possible that Torah is going to be forgotten from Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Chai says, no way. Chas v'shalom tishkach Torah Yisrael. It's impossible that Torah is going to be forgotten from Klai Yisrael. Shemar, kilos tishkach mipi zero. The pasuk says that it's not going to be forgotten from the nation, from Klai Yisrael's offspring. It can't be that the Torah will ever be forgotten. It's just very interesting to note that this is the pasuk that when you walk in to Miron, that's the pasuk that's written on the Tzion of Rashbi from this statement, because it's big more because Rav Nachman Reb Lessev made this Gemara very famous. He says that if you look at the Sofei Tevos of Kilos Tishach Al Pi Pizarro, it's the same letters as the word Yochai, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is alluding to himself. He's referring to the Zohar HaKadosh, that through the Zohar we are going to be removed from Galus and never forgotten with the Torah. And he has a lot of deep kavanas, a deep ideas, Rabbi Nachman, in the Likutei Maran in different places about this specific Gemara. So either way, there's a very famous pasuk made famous a lot more by Rabbi Nachman Breslov and the fact that it's in the Tzion of Rashbi itself. The pasuk says they're going to look for a word of Hashem, but you can't find it. What does that mean, though? At the end of the day, it sounds like we are going to forget the Torah. Shaloyim Tov. So turning on the next number now. Halacha brura mishta brura b'makam echad. You're not going to have a clear halacha. And people are going to know what the halacha is. Rashi says, but the explanation a lot of times is going to lead to machlokas. So we're not sure exactly how to explain it, but we will know generally what the Torah is trying to tell us and what the halacha should be. Now that Gemara continues Tanya, discussion of the suffering of Jews, we're going to continue this idea of some Agadot over here. Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha Omer, if you see that there's a lot of tzaros, we have tzaros now, so we look at the judges in Klal Yisrael. And that generation is coming as labal olam labal b'shvius dain Israel. The lashon that the tzaras, that the bad things that are happening in the world are coming on the fact that we're not judging properly. Shneimar shimuna zos roshe beis Yaakov v'ketzin beis Israel mat mitzvat vet kol yashar yakshu b'neitzem nedamim v'yisraelim be'avla roshe b'shach yishpat uchnav merchirot neviyah b'kesef yikshozber. The pasuk is telling us that the Klal Yisrael, you have to listen. The officers of the Klal Yisrael who hate justice, and they hate justice, they hate that yashar, they hate things that are straight. But they have to build tzion with blood in Shalayim, with sins and bad things, and then the Roshea B'Shochad Ishpot, this Lashon, that the heads of the, they take bribes, and they the people for profits, they only take it for money. I'm only going to let you in if you take money. Ve'al Hashem Yishanu, and they rely on Hashem, saying Hashem is in our midst, Hashem loves us, don't worry, we're not doing anything wrong. The Gemara says Rishayim, no, these people are Rishayim, they're wicked. And they're saying, oh, don't worry, I'm a Navi, I'm a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't matter if I'm not necessarily Yashar. That is a busha, that is something that it should not be existent. We're the Am Nivcha, we're supposed to, Rosh Hashanah likes to say this, that we are supposed to be the light unto the nations, or Lagoyim, and yet if you looked at the prisons in Israel, this was a few years ago, you had a former prime minister, you have a former chief rabbi, former president. It's very terrible, with the corruption amongst the people that are leaders. Therefore, Hashem Baruch Hu is going to bring them three punishments. Kenega the three averos. Rashi points out, right? We have the three averos are b'shochad ishpotu, and then that way they're going to have through the shochad, through bribery, b'michir yoru, and the second one is that the kohanim are going to take a fee, and the third one is b'kesef yikosbu. The third one is specifically that only for the if you use the navi, only if they pay you. Shenemar lachem lachem sedetim dechar shalom yotiyah ve'arba yisamos yar. Those three things. Kosh Baruch Hu is going to put ruin Yerushalayim, and it's going to be like a field, and Yerushalayim is going to be a heap of ruins. Basically, Migdash is going to be destroyed, and the Bomos Yar is going to be like a forest, and no one's going to be around over there. There's connected those three things, right? That's we know that the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGazos in Yerushalayim. That was why it's destroyed, and that's why the Shalosh Midos are connected these three Averes. And Kosh Baruch Hu Mashish Chnosol Yisrael Ad Shichlu Shotim Shonu Mem Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu is only going to bring Yishchina back when we don't have corruption anymore. Shinemar Vashiva Yaday Laich. I'm going to bring back the judges back. We love, that's the lashon that we use, by the way, for in Hashiva Shavtina. That's a play on words from this pasuk. And we're saying Hashem Baruch Hu is going to turn his hands against us. He's going to bring clean us up, and then he's going to restore the judges in the first place in the beginning. And after that, the lashon after that, Rashi points out, and after that, the lashon is Achar Gira Lechayir Tzedek Lishav Shechina. After that, Hashem Baruch Hu is going to bring the Shechina into that into the Klal Yisrael, into that into Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says Omar Ula. Yerushalayim is only going to be redeemed through tzedakah, through charity. Shenemar, we actually, I think, we're going to quote this at the end of this is Shabbos Chazon. We write that Shabbat Tzion Mishpat Tifta V'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. We ended in a good note that through it's going to be through justice, and it's going to have through tzedakah, through charity, is going to be brought back to Yerushalayim. It's very interesting. Girsa, Rav Yashiv points out, the two girsas that are extremely important for how we bench, because we say our girsa is in Yerushalayim elabit tzedakah through charity. That means that good things also. Then we say we're going to ask Hashem through His mercy also to rebuild Yerushalayim. However, if the girsa is a lot of the girsas have elabit mishpat, it's only going to be through mishpat. If the girsa is only through mishpat, then we wouldn't say bnei berachav. If it's only going to be through mishpat, so you don't say through rachav and through intense mercy. It's going to be the fact of mishpat that only when we're acting properly, that would be the only way to Yerushalayim to be built. And Malchukas L'chor Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. I think the Gra actually went the other way, not to say Barachamav, but the Ramah writes the Meneg of Ashkenazim. Most Ashkenazim follow this is to say Bonei Barachamav, the Lashon of benching. Now the Gemara continues. Amar of Papa. If the arrogant people, since Rashi says the arrogant people, dafka, who have very long hair and look like a goyim, that's the lesson of Rashi uses for arrogance over here. When they go away, the magushe are the people, Rashi says, they're the people who are upper coursing, people who bother Klal Yisrael. You know, a lot of times, a lot of the troubles we have come through our own people, as opposed to, other goyim. A lot of times, the tzaras come through the upper coursing of Klal Yisrael more than the goyim. When the bad judges who are corrupt are going to go away, so to the Gazrapate. The Gazrapate, Rashi points out, are people who are Avodah Zarah, used to use a lot of physical force against Klal Yisrael, which led to a lot of Taurus as well. Ibatila Yari Batila Magushe, if the arrogant people are going to disappear, so too the Amagushe are going to go away. How do I know that? The Pasuk says, I'm going to clean away like with a soap, and I'm going to move it as a tin. Now, what is that lashon? So the Gemara says, so the lashon of moving a tin over here, we're understanding that shigayach and sigayach are similar, that we're going to remove away the people who are trying to bother us. Ibatile dine batile gazrapate, that if the judge is disappear, the gazrapate are also going to wait to say, Hesir Hashem, Ishpatach, Alpina, Evecha, Hashem is going to remove your judgment. He's turned away from the enemies, and these enemies, obviously, people are treating us badly. The Avu Dos Kochavim are treating us badly. Amar Rav Miloi, Mishim Rabbi Lazar, Rishim, and Rabbi Lazar, the name of Rishim, Rishim, Maidachsev, Shavar Shem, Matar Hashem, Shevet Moshlim. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to break the staff of the Rishayim and the rod of those who are ruling. Shavar Shemate Rishayim, who's that? Elo Daim Shanasu Makel Chazanim. It's referring to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to the staff of the wicked people, and that's the first one. And the judges have become stick, that's referring to the officers, that was referring to the Hirshivim. Moshim El Timin Chamim Shemishpechos Hadayanim. The rod of the rulers referring to the Talmidei Chachamim, who also use their family members to corrupt the judgment. Rashi points out that at the end, what do they do? Is that the appoint people and they try to justify the things that they've done and try to appoint family members to show what they've done is not incorrect, when really they have made tremendous mistakes and bribery and things like that. Who teach things to people who are going to be unlearned judges. People don't know anything. Rashi says that maybe one time they put them on the basement with them or whatever it may have been, and then they think that the Kester Paschal and Shilas and be judges, and that is not the case. They are people who don't know anything, any halachas. And where continues Rabbi Lazar, the Leib Shimon Rabbi Shlakish, Madachsev Ki Chapeim Nigla Bedam Asperim Rabbi Avon Shisusem Shdibru Sheker Lesunim Avla Tegev. The pasuk says that your hands are full of blood, and your fingers have sins. Your lips speak lies, and your tongue is talking only rishus, only bad things. So what is the lashon? Gemara says Ki Chapeim Nigla Bedam Ela Dam. The fact that your hands are full of blood, that's referring to judges who are corrupt. Through that is like you're killing them when you're judging unfairly. Their fingers were sin. Those are writing up. They're writing up the court case. As she says, they're staros shel rimya, that they're talking about corrupt. They're writing the false documents. So the same dibur shekel orchei adayanim, and the lips that spoken lies. That's referring to the lawyers. Lishonechem avla tega ilabale adayanim, and the tongue is like wicked. Those are the people who are litigants. For also, everyone here is corrupt. Everyone is not straight. Now this has nothing to do with what I mentioned before, but with some of Rav Milai. So I'm going to mention another thing that he said, that Yosef never drank any wine from the day that he left his brothers. He was like Ki'ilu in exile. The pasuk says, and he had the exile Nazir from his brothers. The lashon of Nazir usually means that you're exiled. This is Bracha of Yaakov Avinu in Vayichi. So over here, though, we're referring to Rabbi Elias, as a play on words over here, saying that it's Nazir from the lashon of Nazir, who doesn't drink any wine. That's what he was like, a Nazir in Chutz, in when he left to Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yosef, no, not just Yosef didn't drink any wine. They were so depressed at what they did. Apparently they regretted it. Then therefore they didn't drink, that they drink. They got drunk with him. That sounds like they didn't drink anything beforehand. The question is, Yosef, I get Yosef, why he would drink when he saw the brothers then. But if the brothers didn't know who Yosef was, they didn't know who Yosef was, so why were they drinking? So that's a shaila that all the Chorim asked. The Marsha explains that maybe just they had a Hatar Sedarim because they were in Kavod HaMalchus. They were afraid for their lives, and they had to drink. He gave them wine. So they were interesting, though, why exactly the brothers drink. The Gemara says, but either way, v'idach, what is Rami Lai is going to say, that only Yosef didn't drink wine? So no, that's no, they never got drunk before before with Yosef. It says Vayishtub, the lashon of Vayishakru, that they got drunk. They only got drunk when they were with Yosef. Rabbi Lai also says, the lesson of Aaron, he was so excited when you're going to, this is when Moshe felt badly that he wanted to take the leadership. So Hashem said, don't worry, Aaron, your brother, your older brother Aaron, you think is more Roy, he's going to be very happy that you're the leader of Klal Yisrael. So why? So the fact that he had that, the pasuk says, he's going to be the Kohen Gadol, where's the Choshe Mishpat, which is going to be the staple of Klal Yisrael through all the Beis Hamikdash, and when it's built, also, we're going to have the Choshen, which is helping us judge cases and things like of the like. So that the fact that he wasn't jealous of you was a very big thing. The Mara continues now. Shalachule. So now we're going back to the sugya of. Oh well, on Shabbos. Somebody Bnei Bishchar leLevi. So Bnei Bishchar, he sent the shaila to Levi. Kila ma, what is the lacha with regards to making a canopy that we saw this already, this canopy on Shabbos? So he wanted to wonder what the lacha is. Kishusa bekarmel, well, that's going to be the lacha also with regards to hops in a kerem, in a vineyard. Here we're talking about kilayim. The Isra kilayim is that we know that it's forbidden mixtures to make. We have kilaya kerem, it's kilayim of the vineyard. Now, normally when it comes to kilaya kerem, you're allowed to plant, Yerek is usher. To plant vegetables is going to be usher. Ilan is not going to be an issue. Having a tree, if it's viewed as is it going to be viewed as a tree as an ilan, then it's not going to be a problem. So the shaila of these hops over here, which are different twining plants, and so this shaila over here, these hops, are they considered a vegetable, and then that would be kalayim, or are they considered a tree, an ilan, and that would not be the issue of kalayim? Those are the two shailas you ask, and you ask a third shaila, rather, sorry, three. Mace beyantav, if someone dies in yantav, what's the halacha with regards to bearing the mace? So unfortunately, when he sent the letter already, Levi had died, so he didn't know. Levi didn't have the answer. So Amar Shmuel, Lerav Min Asher, Shmuel's apparently going through his letters. If you know the halachas, you're holding in the sugya, so then maybe you should respond to him. So therefore, Rav Shalachlu, Rav Min Asher, sent back the letters, and he answered the shaylas kila when it comes to the canopy. Chazon Al Kolti, the kila says, I looked at all the halacha considerations. Ulamatzu said that I couldn't find any grounds to permit it. So what do you mean? We learned in yesterday's daf that we learned in Rabbi Cheskel that. That over here, when you have the Rabbi Cheskel said that when you have the krachal achutu mashicha, that if you tie the canopy with a quarter rope, right, if it's already only something that's already coming down and already was there attached beforehand, that would not be an issue of opening of ohel. And that's right, that's the heter for opening strollers and all the things we like, and tables and chairs and folding chairs, all those things. That's what we quoted, because that is something that's already pre-constructed. So here also there is a heter for the canopy as well. If it was attached as one thing beforehand, to open it up would not be an issue. So the Gemara says no, he was afraid of vishin abnei Torah. He's saying that they weren't Torah scholars. So therefore, they would do all this cool over here, and they would start applying it to all these things, all these different olim. So therefore, he told them that he couldn't find any tzidei heter. So we see two things from the story, though. The Chronim point out, potentially there's a heter. We know that how important is it to tell the truth? But certain circumstances, this might be one of them. If you're afraid people will corrupt the halacha, you'd be allowed to tell them a chumah that you don't necessarily think it's meikar din, and tell them that's the halacha, and there's no room to make it because you're afraid. You know this person is going to come to violate other halachas if you give him this specific heter. That's one thing that's pointed out in the Achronim. I think Rav Chaim Pelagi in his farm brings those out. And then another one is that we see over here that how do you deal with people who also say, he said, Loma tzinu tzad heter. I couldn't find any halacha, because he's going to say, Rabbi, are you sure there's no one shita that you could rely on? You have to tell him, no, there's no heter whatsoever. It's just the harder that I was noticing in the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Kishusa bechar ma'ibura. So the hops and the vineyards, he says, they are going to ibura. They are going to be kilayim. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Vilishach luk Rabbi Tarfon, halacha. Why don't you say like Rabbi Tarfon? The sign of the Brisa Kishus, when it comes to hops, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, in kilayim bekarim, that they're not kilayim with regards to vineyard. They're going to be like an elan for this halacha. Kilayim bekarim, the Chachamim say that they are kilayim in a vineyard. So, okay, why don't we go like the Chachamim? Chacham say they are kalayim. So no, we have halacha of kalayim alan. Kolamekel rats halacha goes to rats. We saw this gemara in the parak in Ketzim Mivarchim, the beginning of Ketzim Mivarchim. Over there, we saw this halacha. The halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is going to be the one who's more mekel in chutzars. Rather, the halacha with the karms to kalayim is going to be more mekel than in Eretz Yisrael. We found this called the damim lekel. Whenever we have a machlokas, even a chadiyachid rabim, we're going to go like the yachid in chutzars, because kach nemar halacha. That's how the halacha Moshe Messina was mentioned with regards to kalayim. With regards to kalayim in chutzars, that's why we are mekel. So the Shaila over here is, why don't you go like Rabbi Tarfon, who's Mekel? That's halacha. The father Rabbi Tarfon is lenient rule because you were outside Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says Levisha Inam Ben Torah, because again the same other thing. You don't want to get in the skula because you're not going to pick up other leniencies, other kulas, and start violating other halachas with regards to, oh, there's a halacha in the Hilchos Shabbos called the Mikvah Shabbos. Maybe that should be the halacha. Then there's no such thing. I'll start making up other kulas. Gemara says Machris Rav. Rav used to paskin. He announced. He said, I'm going to paskin Haiman Devay the Mizrash Kshut to become the Israel, that if you want to plant hops in a vineyard, he was in Chutz Laaretz. So then he said it's okay. They paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. Relying on Rabbi Tarfon in Chutzar. So if Amram Chasida Menagid, Amram Chasida, he would give someone lashes. He would hit them for doing this. Rabbi Misharsha, Yaiv Leiputa, Letinak Rakam Yisrael. So Rabbi Misharsha Rav Amram, I guess, was Rav Amram maybe in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure that he held it was Aser. But either way, Rav Misharsha, he was in Chutz Arts also, and he would give a coin to a Tinuk Nachli Vizarabe in order to allow him to plant it for him. So at the end of the day, why didn't he just he held? Rashi points out that he held the Ikar Din like Rav, that in Chutz Arts he can be passing like Rabbi Tarfon. But Rashi says, "Kolkama de'Efshar Mishanele," that as much as you can fix it and not do what the Isra should be, that would be the best thing to avoid it. So he had the Goy plant it for him. So Gemara said, "Vliti Tarfon Israel." So then, why didn't you just give it to a Jewish cut? Why do you have to give it to a tinok who's a nachri? The Gemara says, "I say lemisrach," because a child is going to come to giving him, allowing him to do isras for you. He's going to come to do the isras in the future. That's a very big thing. You're not allowed to have a cut and do malach of you, any isra really at all that you wouldn't do. You're not allowed to have the cut and do for you either. Tosa just points out that that's only in a case where, let's say, like we have the concept of having every Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur Shabbos, to have the cut and drink the wine, that or things like that. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that when it comes to bris and Yom Kippur, it's not something that happens that often, and it's something that's not asiy lemisrach, then there you would have the cut and drink the wine. I think we go like that, Rabbeinu Tam. I've never experienced a bris on Yom Kippur. I've never seen it, but I think that's what they do. They do like this, Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says, "Why don't you give it to a gadol as an achri?" The Gemara says, "Asiy lachlufi b'Yisrael," because they're going to come to confuse him with the Jew, and then the Jew is going to allow him to think that it's totally mutter for to have a Jew do it. And Mara says, so mace, now going back to the halacha when it comes to barley and yantav, shalachlus, they wanted to know what's the halacha with regards to mace. Mace, lo yadaska, below yadim, lo yadim. So on yantav, you're not allowed to have a Jew do the burial or a non-Jew. Lo yantav, lo yantav, not on the first day of yantav, not on the second day of yantav either. What's the issue if you're doing a burial, if you're going to dig up the grave, that is part of chorish, that's matrigu, that's planting, that's under the chorish rather of plowing, that would be the issue race of chorish. And Mara says, any is it really true? Amar Yehuda, Bar Shimon, Amar Asi, uvda have bebe kanishna. It once happened that this happened in Mon on a Shabbos, and they needed to be burying the mace. What happened? I didn't know whether his yantav was before Shabbos or after Shabbos, meaning that there was two examples he was bringing. Maybe it happened on Friday, and the yantav was on Friday, and therefore he should bury, because you're going to have Friday and Shabbos that was going to lead to a long decay of the mace. Or it was Shabbos Sunday, and then the yantav was on Sunday, and it would also, again, would be a long decay of the mace. And what happened? He's asking aloud the non-Jews to do the burial. So we see that he allowed, normally there's an Isser, and over here to Yomir the Nachri, even for Yisroel, this is an Isser deraisa to tell the Nachri to do it. It's an Isser derabanan of Amir Nachri on an Isser deraisa, which is not allowed. So here, Amir the Nachri, we are allowing you to do the Amir the Nachri, normally an Isser derabanan to tell the non-Jew to do something for you for covered up rios over here. For covered up rios, we're going to allow you to do the burial on Yomtiv. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say. So the Gemara says, the Amir Rava, and Rava says, Mace, with the Redis of Garza Lacha, that if you have a dead body, that you need to do the burial, Yomtiv, on the first day of Yomtiv, then non-Jews are allowed to do the burial for you. Yomtiv Sheni is asked about Yisrael. The second day of Yomtiv, a Jew themselves. This is a fascinating thing over here. That a Jew is allowed to violate Yomtiv Sheni Shalgalias in order to do the actual to do the burial on Yomtiv as well. And this halacha is going to be the same thing as Yomtiv Shnei Rosh Hashanah, Masha Inkin Bebeitza, which is not the case regarding an egg. We know that Beitza Shnolta Yomtiv. We are Machmir. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Aser over the second day. However, on Yom Tov, it's going to be Mutter from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. However, in regards to Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah for this purpose is also going to be more Mekel, that we allow you to do the burial on Yom Tov Sheni. This is a halacha maker din. That's Tikkun Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to do Ayde Amamin on Yom Tov Sheni. However, on Yom Tov Rishon, Ayde Amamin on second day through even a Jew. However, if Moshe writes the minhag is not to do this anymore. I know this came up, I think, because the Renebach, the places of Chevra Kaddishas were overwhelmed during this period with the whole Corona. So I think this came up whether or not we could go back to the Ikar Din of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, whether or not you can do this on Yom Tov Sheni to do the burials, because they were so afraid of the next days and whatever, so overwhelmed. That was a Shaila that came up. Rosh Hechter, I think, dealt with it also. The Gemara says Lefisha Ben Torah again over here. Okay, so now the Gemara is going back to, at the end of the day, though, we saw that we are allowed to do it on Yom Tov Rishon, and why did Rav Menashe say that it's blankly Aser? That's clearly not the case. You could do it Ayde Amamin on the first and the second day. Even Yisrael is allowed to do it on Yom Tov Sheni. So he says again the same answer. The freedom in Torah, he was machbanem because he didn't think they would take this kula and they would start applying it to other cases, so therefore he didn't allow that. The Gemara now continues, Amar of Avin, Amar of Hun, Amar of Chana, Beguria. And by the way, just one last story over there. There was a big machlokes Rashi and the Geonim and other sheets of the Rishonim, because Rashi said this hedron only applies if you have it Friday, Shabbos, or Shabbos Sunday. That was the whole case of the Gemara. However, the other sheet was actually how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Because Lav Dafka is it Friday, Shabbos, any day of the week it happens on Yantav, you're allowed. This would be the same kula. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Abar Ravin Amar Huda Amar Ravin Amar Guria Mas Misatif Adam Bekila Bekseser. A person's allowed to wrap himself in a canopy and his strings on Shabbos and walk out of Yotzer Shusarabim. Shabbos in a Chodesh, allowed to walk out. of Shabbos and not be concerned that with the attached strings that there would be an issue with that. The Gemara says, "Maish namid Rav Huna, Demar Rav Huna Merav Yotze Betalas Yenu Mitzias Kilchus of Shabbos Chayav Chatas." So why should it be any different than what Rav Huna says, that if you go out on Shabbos with a talis, a tzitzis that doesn't have proper tzitzis on it, strings, the strings aren't properly made, then you're going to be Chayav Chatas because the strings are going to be a burden, and Rav Huna says that you're carrying the strings because they're not properly, you're not mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis properly. So then over here, why should we allow the canopy outside if he's wearing the strings attached to the canopy? So the Gemara answers now, tzitzis legabe talis chashiva v'lo batila. When it comes to tzitzis in reference to the garment, they're considered chashiv, and therefore they're not going to be batel. So therefore, if they're inappropriately strung and wrapped, that would be an iser derisa of carrying them out. However, ani lo chashiv batel. The others are so insignificant; they're subordinate to the actual garment itself, and since it's subordinate to the garment, that would be a reason that you're allowed to carry it. I think Rabbi Yosha, based on this, was saying, that you have a lot of times you have those like extra buttons that you have in the sewed into your pocket somewhere. So why isn't that a problem of a burden? Are you allowed to wear that suit on Shabbos in a place that doesn't have an or shusar Rabbim that doesn't have an Erev? So he says maybe this heter over here, it's lo chashivi batel. It's batel to the garment. So therefore, it's not considered a masui, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry it out. I just want to argue that a talis she'ena mitzuyetes, that leads for the brisker chumah. Based on the Rambam, that's what I asked Rav Torsky, so what the reason for that the brisker is not wearing tzitzis on Shabbos is. So this is the reason they hold that if you're choshes to every area that are shusar Rabbim and you're wearing a tzitzis without tcheles, that could be based on lashon Rambam. That's what's called the talis she'ena mitzuyetes. It's not properly done, even if you don't have tchilas. So therefore, they're machmir not to wear tzitzis in Rishus Harabim. Not to wear tzitzis. That is not a chumrah that most people accept. Minig Olam, and for sure, it's to be mekel. Minig Dolam wear this as well. But that is the Rishus Chumrah comes from this idea of talis she'ena mitzuyetes over here. And not having a proper garment of tzitzit. Gemara continues now. Amar Rabba Bar Huna Ma'ari Ma'odam Al Shmeres Beyontav Litlas Bo Reimonim. So a person is allowed to do this trick, right? When the harama is where it's something is the ikar din is going to be usher, but if you pretend that your purpose is for one thing, then you're allowed to use it for another. So here over here is that with a strainer that we said before is usher to use on yontiv. That was because of uvdin dechol. Here we are not going to say that we're going to allow you to do that if you put pomegranates in it. Litlas Bo Reimonim V'Tolav Hashemarim. And then after that, you can hold the dregs in it. And you can allowed to strain wine because this would not be an issue of using it because you originally put the pomegranates before. We're going to see though. The Gemara says this is only if you put the pomegranates in it first to show that you're using it for that purpose, and then afterwards you could use it to actual filter out the wine, and that would be the issue of Uvdin Nichol because you show that you're using it for pomegranates, which is not a weekday activity, and that is something again that wasn't your purpose. You're just putting the pomegranates there because you want to do this to strain the wine, but that's still going to be mutter. The Gemara says, "Ma'ish nama hadisani." Well, how is this any different from what we learn in the Brisa Matilin Schar B'Mo? That you're allowed to brew beer on yomtiv on chol moed rather if you want to use it for the yomtiv. However, if it's not for the torah chamoed, you're not allowed to do it. That's going to be the same thing with date beer or barley beer. Even if you have older beer in your house, you would still be allowed to brew this beer because you can you're allowed to do a harama and drink from the new one as well. So if you're doing this harama and you're drinking the new beer, it was showing that you want to have it for yomtiv. So yet we said that over here that you don't need to necessarily have something done beforehand. But over here, why did you have to put the Gemara is wondering why do you have to put the pomegranates before yomtiv? Over here, we don't really require you to do anything new with regards to brewing the beer. So Gemara says hasim lo mucha milsa. However, in the case where we are brewing the beer, it doesn't look like doesn't necessarily look like you're doing anything wrong about brewing the beer for yomtiv. So therefore, you're allowed to do the harama without any other qualifications. However, hasim lo mucha milsa. Here, it's clear that you're doing a thing that looks like uvdin dechol if you don't put the pomegranates in it. So therefore, we force you to put the pomegranates in beforehand because that's showing that it's not longer uvdin dechol and it's not going to be aser midir abadim. Where now says Amar Rabbanan Rav Ashi Chazi Mar Hai Tzurim Rabbanan Rav Huna Be Rav Lishmei. There was a Tzurim Rabbanan Rav Huna Merchana was his name. The Amar Rav Huna Brei Chalvei Lishmei. Some say it was named Merchana in his name. The Shaka Be Bar Basuma Manach Bar Zedana. He took a garlic and he put it in the barrel to cover the hole of the barrel. He put it to cover the hole of the barrel. Mansinu Kamasi. And he says, I'm putting it away. He wanted to plug it this area, the open area of the barrel. And he was just and he's saying, I need that area to store it away to store the garlic thing over there. So the Gemara says also and also he went to sleep on the boat on Shabbos and then the boat crossed the other side and then he was able to go to the other side. Normally, there's an iser derabanan of going on setting sail on Shabbos. So here, over here, he circumvented that by claiming that he was going to sleep on the boat, and he knew that afterwards the captain was going to come, the non-Jew was going to come and take the boat across the other side of the river, and he went with them, and he said that therefore it was mutter because he said I want to go to sleep. So Gemara says Amar Lu Aramas Kamas. So he did this harama. He's showing that this was not okay. Something iser derabanan, and he's saying that he's pretending that it's okay. Harama midrabananim. Harama of a din derabanan. V'tzurban derabanan loaysa meven lechadchila. It's not such a chiddush over here that a Torah scholar is not going to come to violate the Dinner of Banan. So therefore, he's allowed to do the Haramas, because whenever all these Dinner of Banan are any, or afraid that he's going to come to do an Isra Dereisa, whatever the Isra Dereisa may have been, that these are all these Takanas, we're not afraid of a Talmud Chacham is going to do this. This is, again, something that we hold, that it ideally even should not be done, even for Talmud Chacham, they shouldn't be doing it, certainly not in public, because people come to learn from them. And also, even when it's a case where it is Mutar Bidid of the Gemara, you can't apply them to other cases of Gemara. So every case has to be done and dealt with individually. The Gemara continues now. Nosed in mayim agave shmar b'shvil sheyitzolus. Someone's got to pour water over wine dregs. The dregs become clear. Then the Mishnah says, "Umesanin as a yan b'sedron u'kvisa v'mitzvus." And also, you can filter the wine through the cloths or through the basket made of palm twigs on Shabbos. The Gemara now says, the Mishnah rather continues. "Venosin beitzah b'sedron shalfaida." Also, you can put an egg into a mustard trainer on Shabbos. "Ve'osin in imolim b'shabbos." So, you can make an imolim. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly of this imolim is. Some sort of beverage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shabbos b'kos. You can only drink this in a cup. "Beyontav v'galon." However, yontav you can make it in a bottle. "V'moed b'chavis." And chalam moed you can even more make it and do it in a barrel. "B'tzadok omer kol l'fiyarochin." Depends on the level of guest, how much you're allowed to make, and what you're allowed to make is going to depend. The Gemara is going to discuss this on the next half. The Gemara now continues. The Amar Ziri. Ziri said, "Nosin adam yain solo mayim slulin atocha mishmeres b'shabbos ve'ino choshes." You're allowed to put clear wine through wine strainer and not be concerned with violating Shabbos. Aval achurin lo, however, with murky liquids, you're not allowed to put it through the strainer because that would be a malacha of bora. The first case would not be a malacha of bora because you're not taking out any psulas necessarily. The Gemara says, "Meisiv v'es kashin on Ziri from the Breisa." A person can stir a bottle of wine, mixing it together with the wine with its leaves, and also wine strainer on Shabbos, and he's not going to use it on Shabbos for violating the Isra Dereisa of Borer. So we see over here that even wine is requiring some sort of straining is not going to be a problem of Borer. Why is the second case Ziri Machmir? The Gemara is talking about Ziri. We're going to answer Rav Shimon Gamliel's ruling, Bein Agitis Shana. That was taught regarding wine drunk between the wine press, and it was only there that Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to be making the using the wine press, using the wine strainer. However, if it's clear wine and not, if it's clear wine, if it's murky wine, that is going to be machmir, and therefore you should be machmir in that case. You're allowed to filter wine through cloths. Shouldn't make a hollow thing in the cloth, because that would, the Rashi points out, that would be uvdin dechol. That would be like you do it during the weekday activity, and that would be asher mitzad uvdin dechol. The Gemara continues now. The chfifa mitzvah, in regards to a basket made of palm twigs, Amar Chia Barashi Marav. This is only a big case if you don't rise it up, a tefach, from the floor of the container in the wine in which the wine was draining, because if you do that, that would be creating an ohel. If you're creating an ohel, that would be an esir derabanan of making creating oil on Shabbos, so therefore you have to be careful through that. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Hai Purkana." If you have this rag which is used to cover a barrel, pick up the kuvah shari. It's permitted to place it over half the barrel's opening. However, putting it over the whole barrel's opening is going to be asir, because if you're doing that, you're creating an oil, and this would only be an issue. Pointed out, the Rashi points out that would be an only issue if there is a tefach of space between the covering the barrel and the barrel itself, because that would be an issue of creating a oil. However, many Rishonim Bichlal say that the issue against creating an oil doesn't apply to any covering of a kli at all. Covering the barrel is going to be usher over here, because the wine strainer is made in this way, and covering it halfway is not the derech, and that's an issue, another issue, as opposed to the other Rishonim that disagree with the first part. The Gemara says, "Amar Papa now, lo nidak inish seim bepuya dechazur na kavisa." A person shouldn't pack straw and wood chips in the mouth of a barrel jug. Bishum demechzei kemishameres, because it looks like you're creating a wine strainer. That would be the iser derabanan over here. The Gemara now says, "Devei Rav Papa shafu shichra meane lemana." So in Rav Papa, they would pour beer slowly from a kli to kli, not to separate the beer from its dregs. Amar Rav Acha, but if there be no ikonitotos, but at the end of the day, there are drippings which are poured out from the dregs, why don't we consider that borer? The Gemara says, nitotos lebir papa lo chashive, because they're so totally insignificant, and you're not going to bother collecting the drippings that are coming out, so that would not be the malacha of borer lefi Rav Papa, because he, Rashi points out, he was a beer merchant, so for them, they had no interest in the last few drops that were coming out, and they would disregard them, and since they were disregarding them, that would not be the issue of borer whatsoever. Now, we'll pick up a Mirz Hashem from Benos and Beitza, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow.